When you go up to somebody's house and you knock on the door, do you knock just once? No, you go like those kids last Saturday night after church service on Halloween who were coming to my house for candy and I was all out. I hear you knocking, but I'm all out of candy. So you turn the lights out and hide in the corner and hope they'll go away, but they keep knocking. Those trick-or-treaters are persistent. God wants you to be persistent.
How can I know God's will? Why do I do what I don't want to do? How long should I keep praying? How can I stop worrying? Thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, as we continue in our series called Hard Questions, Rick will share from God's Word in order to help us navigate through the muddy waters of life's seemingly unanswerable questions. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource you can take with you wherever you go. It'll provide practical answers to any dilemma facing you. It's a book by Pastor Rick called God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions. You can take a sneak peek at this valuable tool by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How Long Should I Keep Praying?
Now, you've all seen that bumper sticker that says, prayer changes things. And it's true, it does. But let me tell you something better than that. Prayer doesn't just change things, it changes you. And while you're waiting, God is working. What's He working? He's working on you. He's working on you. Prayer is not this kind of tug of war with God. You know, you think you're waiting on God to answer. Listen, God is waiting on you. You're not waiting on God. God's waiting on you. Once you're developed, once you've matured, once you've obeyed, once you've done the things He wants done, bam, the answer's going to come. You're not waiting on God. He's waiting on you. And once you've matured and developed and been prepared, the struggle isn't with God, it's primarily with ourselves. We have to get prepared to be blessed the way God wants to bless us. I know another missionary down in Southeast Asia who went to a small village in one of the Indonesian islands. And he went there and for 8 years he prayed that the people in that village would come to Christ. And he prayed it every day. And he shared his faith and he loved those people and he sacrificed and he told them the good news. And not one person converted. But he prayed it every day and he kept believing and trusting. And after 8 years, on one day, the chief and the tribal leaders and the entire village converted to Christ on one day. And in the next year, 12,000 new believers were baptized. God's timetable is perfect. He's never early, He's never late, He's always on time, and He wants to answer in a way that's bigger than better than you thought, so He's got to prepare you first. Now, how long do I keep on praying? Well, let's look at what the Bible says. Ephesians 6:18, read this aloud with me. Pray all the time. Romans 12:2, read this with me. Pray continually. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, read it. Never stop praying. Now look up here. Nowhere in the Bible does it ever say you can stop praying just because you get discouraged. Nowhere in the Bible does it say you can just give up and quit because the answer hasn't happened on your timetable. Well, I've been praying for this change in my life, but it hadn't happened. I've been praying for this miracle. I've been praying for this healing. I've been praying for my spouse to come back. I've been praying for a partner. All these things. Nowhere does it say you can stop just because you got tired or disgusted or discouraged. It says never stop praying. Keep on believing. Keep on asking. You say, Rick, is there ever a time when I can stop praying on a particular issue? Yes, there are two exceptions. You might want to write these down. There are two times when you can stop praying about a particular issue. Number one, when God changes a situation, you can stop praying. In other words, He answers your request. And the situation has changed. And what you've been praying for happens, then obviously you stop praying then. Number two, when God changes me, then I can stop praying. Sometimes, as God grows you and develops you, all of a sudden you realize, I don't want to pray for that anymore. Because that's not really what I want anymore. I wanted that in that immature stage of life, but now as I've matured, I don't need that anymore. So I'm not praying for that. Then God says, it's okay to stop praying. Because God has not changed the situation, but he changed you. Let me ask you, who's on your list to pray every day that they'll come to know the Lord Jesus Christ? You say, I don't have any list. You don't have a list? You call yourself a Christian and you're not praying for anybody? That's worse than highway robbery. We've got the best news in the world and you're not praying anybody's going to find it? Do you not love anybody? Do you not have family members, friends, co-workers who are headed for hell right now? And you don't care enough to pray for them persistently every day? What are you thinking? We're talking about eternity in the balance here, folks. People are going to go to heaven or hell. Jesus said so. So you better take this one serious. Now, what do I do while I'm praying? Two things to close with. God wants you to do two things while you're waiting for an answer. Number one, wait patiently. Wait patiently. The Bible says, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Now, you know, we don't mind waiting as long as we can grumble while we're waiting. You know, we don't mind waiting in that DMV line as long as we can gripe and complain and talk about how lousy the government is and how they ought to get this thing organized and yada, yada, yada. But God says, notice he says, be still. Circle those two words. Be still. How do you know if you're really being patient? You don't get the wiggles. Little two-year-olds, they can't sit still. If they had to, they get the wiggles. And sometimes we get the spiritual wiggles while we're waiting for God to answer prayer. We get nervous. We get restless. We want to jump up and do something. God says, wait patiently. Be still. Watch me act. Don't get restless. Don't get nervous. Don't get the wiggles. Don't try to take matters into your own hands.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
How can you cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, have peace of mind? In his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest questions, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. Rick offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away so you can move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, in each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job. Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Go to PastorRick.com right now. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Little two-year-olds, they can't sit still. If they had to, they get the wiggles. And sometimes we get the spiritual wiggles while we're waiting for God to answer prayer. We get nervous. We get restless. We want to jump up and do something. God says, wait patiently. Be still. Watch me act. Don't get restless. Don't get nervous. Don't get the wiggles. Don't try to take matters into your own hands. Above all things, don't ever make the mistake that Abraham made in the Old Testament. That's the mistake of trying to be the answer to your own prayer. You do that, you're going to cause all kinds of problems. Trying to be the answer to your own prayer. Well, I'll just make it happen. Abraham, one day God came to him and said, Abraham, I'm going to make you the father of a great nation. There was only two problems. Abraham was 99 and he was childless. The Bible says Abraham looked at his own body and said, "No way, Jose." And he looked at his wife, Sarah, and she said, "Double no way. It ain't going to happen." So Abraham, Sarah was infertile. She had not had children. So Abraham said, "I know what I'll do. Plan B. I'll take my wife's maid." And he had sex with Hagar. And she bore him a son, and she named the son Ishmael. And Abraham goes, "Yay, God, here's my answer to prayer. I got a son at 99, and his name is Ishmael." And God said, No. You missed the point. That's not my answer to prayer. That's your own answer to your own prayer. I got a miracle boy who's coming, and Sarah's going to be the mommy. And you're going to name him Isaac. Isaac in Hebrew means laughter. When Sarah was first told that she was going to be pregnant and have a child, the Bible says she laughed. What that means is she didn't believe God. Because at her age, if a woman had discovered she was pregnant, she wouldn't laugh, she'd cry. And she laughed, and Abraham laughed, and God had the last laugh. And Isaac was born. And those two half-brothers started an intense rivalry that we're still paying for today. They're called the Jews and the Arabs. Whenever you try to answer your own prayer, you're asking for trouble. He says, wait patiently and watch God act. Number two, wait expectantly. Wait expectantly. Have faith. Trust God to hear and to answer. Psalm 105, verse 5 says, "I wait expectantly, trusting God to help, for he has promised." You see, the bottom line really is, do you believe the promises of God? Does God keep his word, or is God a liar? When God says, "I will answer your prayers, ask and ask and ask and ask, and I'll answer your prayers," do you believe God, or is he just lying? Do you wait expectantly? Did you know that in Romans chapter 8, God compares waiting on God to pregnancy? It's like an expectant mother. Listen to this. Romans chapter 8, verses 22 to 28, reading out of the Message paraphrase. "All around us, we observe a pregnant creation. The difficult times of pain throughout the world are really birth pangs. But it's not only around us, it's within us. The Spirit is arousing within us, and we're also feeling these birth pangs. These sterile and barren bodies of our own are yearning for full deliverance in heaven. That's why waiting does not diminish us any more than waiting diminishes a pregnant mother. We are enlarged in the waiting." Any of you pregnant women want to stand up and give us a visual example of that? "We are enlarged in the waiting. We, of course, don't see what is enlarging us. But the longer we wait, the larger we become, and the more joyful our expectancy. Meanwhile, the moment we get tired in waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in us and for us, making our prayer out of wordless sighs, our aching groans. He knows us far better than we know ourselves. And God knows our pregnant condition and keeps us present before himself. That's why we can be so sure that every detail in our lives of love for God is worked into something for good. Because God knew what he was doing from the very beginning." In Luke chapter 11, Jesus tells another parable, like this parable of the persistent widow. Same, different story, same ending. He's saying, don't give up. And at the end of that parable, he says, "Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open." And it literally means keep on knocking. When you go up to somebody's house and you knock on the door, do you knock just once? No, you knock multiple times. None of us in this room have ever gone up to a door and gone, "Nobody's home." Obviously, nobody's home. That's ridiculous. You don't just go up and go, knock. No, you go up. Like those kids last Saturday night after church service on Halloween who were coming to my house for candy and I was all out. "I hear you knocking." but I'm all out of candy. So you turn the lights out and hide in the corner and hope they'll go away, but they keep knocking. Those trick-or-treaters are persistent. God wants you to be persistent. You ever called anybody on the phone and let it ring once? Ring, they're not home. Well, of course not. You let it ring multiple times. And God says, keep on seeking, keep on asking, keep on knocking. God's word to you today is you're praying for something to change in your life, hang in there. Because while you're waiting, God is working. God is working while you're waiting. Somebody came to Daniel Boone, the famous frontiersman, one time and said, have you ever gotten lost in the wilderness? And he said, no, I've never been lost. I have been bewildered for weeks on a time, but I've never been lost. He said, what's that? He said, well, when you're bewildered, you just keep on going. Now, some of you may feel like that right now. You're bewildered. You're bewildered about your marriage. I'm praying for it to get better. It's not getting any better. You're bewildered about your career. I don't know. Do I go up, down, change jobs, do this, that? You're bewildered about your education. Do I go to college? Do I stay home? Do I take trade school? You're bewildered about relationships. You may feel like that widow, powerless and hopeless, and you can't do anything to change your situation on your own. And you're bewildered. The point of this story is, don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Look up. Don't despair. Turn to prayer. That's it. Don't despair. Turn to prayer. Personally, I have had many, many requests in my life that I've prayed to God that have never been answered. I can think of one prayer that I have prayed almost every day for 24 years. And it hasn't been answered. And because it hasn't been answered, it has caused great pain in my life many, many times. And I don't know why God hasn't chosen to answer that prayer, and I don't understand it. But I have decided this, that whether God ever answers that prayer or not, I am going to die believing his promises, because God is a good God. And he knows what's best, even when I don't understand it. Now, when God doesn't answer your prayers, you need to remember a couple of very important truths. First, God is in control, and you're not. And he knows better what you need than you do. There is no mountain too tall that he can't move it. There is no problem so big he can't solve it. There is no storm so dark he cannot calm it. There is no sorrow so deep he cannot soothe it. God is in control and he has a plan. The second thing you need to remember is that God will honor your patience. Whether you ever receive the answer or not, God will honor and reward your patience. If not in this world, he will in the world to come, in eternity. You will be rewarded for your faith and your patience, whether the answer ever comes or not. And number three, you need to remember that God will sustain you while you are waiting. Look at the last verse on your outline. Psalm 55:22. Pile your troubles on God's shoulders. He'll carry your load. He'll help you out.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can simply go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Or download the Daily Hope with Rick Warren podcast on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. If you've ever asked, how can I cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, or have peace of mind, let me tell you about the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions by Pastor Rick Warren. In it, Rick takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges. drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. He offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away, allowing you to move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, "In each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job." Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. To get your copy, go to PastorRick.com right now. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Again, that's 800-600-5004. You can also text the word DAILY to 99000. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
I want to take a minute and tell you how important your support is to Daily Hope. Your generosity, when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping us take the message of Jesus Christ literally all around the world in the many places where there aren't missionaries or churches. These are called unreached tribes. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with the refugee crisis around the world. Literally millions of people have been displaced from their homes, particularly in the Middle East and in North Africa, because of civil wars and violence. One of those places is South Sudan, where over 200,000 people are living in refugee camps. Now, when people are under tension and in transition, they are more open to the gospel than at any other time. These people who are living in refugee camps right now need the hope of Jesus Christ and the gospel. And so one of the things we're doing is distributing solar-powered radios to family groups living inside refugee camps in Sudan and in other places. Now, these solar radios actually include an audio Bible that they can listen to because many of them can't read. They include many of my Bible teaching sermons. We've even been able to include some worship music. And we've also pre-tuned these radios to the Adjumani radio station. Now, the Adjumani radio station is the only Christian station that broadcasts into South Sudan to these tribes that are living in refugee camps in terrible conditions. But this way, families can listen to Christian teaching. Now, when you help Daily Hope Radio and Daily Hope Broadcast, we're not only broadcasting across America, but in places like South Sudan, where the station airs our program three times a day. And we're told that many, many people are coming to Christ in this war zone as they listen to these Daily Hope broadcasts. So thanks. Thanks to you. Now, let me just read you one testimony that we've received. Here's a note from a woman who's living in a refugee camp there in South Sudan. She said, "My name is Joyce, and I'm from the Central Equatorial State in South Sudan. I lost all five of my children and my beloved husband." This is in the civil war that was going on there, "as well as our family possessions during the recent fighting in the capital of Juba." She said, "I had planned to commit suicide." There's somebody who needs hope. "When I listened to Rick Warren's broadcast, the one called When You Feel Like Giving Up, I got inspired and I dropped the idea of taking my life that very night. And I'll continue to pray God to bless this great preacher. And thank you for giving me hope." Joyce, we're happy to do that. And I want to say it's because of the listeners who are giving faithfully every month to Daily Hope. Do you realize that when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping reach people like Joyce? She was going to commit suicide in a refugee camp. Now, isn't God amazing? How when you just give what you can give, God takes it and He multiplies it, and we reach out to people that none of us could reach on our own. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for Joyce. And today I want you to pray for all of the people who are in refugee camps and pray that we'll be able to continue to give away these solar-powered radios. We'll be able to continue to broadcast on these stations, taking the good news of Jesus Christ and hope to people who need it the most desperately. It's your sacrificial giving. It's your prayer support that makes this possible. So thank you for whatever you can do. And God bless you, my friends.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.